for whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as the Father, the Son, in whom he delighteth. The word of the Lord is blessed forever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. The topic for tonight is trust in the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Trust in the Lord. The meaning of trust is firm belief in the reliability, true ability, or strength of someone or something. It is also the confidence placed in a person by making that person the nominal owner of a property, to be held or to be used as the benefit of one or more other. But tonight, I'm talking about trust, the nominal one that owns you, who you belong to. Okay? Trust in the Lord. That's what I'm here to talk about. Jesus was the one from who made us from the dust of the earth. He blew in our nostril the breath of life. He also go further. He formed us in his own image and in his likeness. You understand? He knew us before we were born, while we were in our mother's womb. God knows us. He knows everything about you. You can't lie because God knows you. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 said, we must know what? Trust the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own. It said, lean not to thy own understanding, but in all, not some ways, not piece of the way or part of the way, but in all ways, all, acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. We're living in a messed up world. You see what is happening. We have ears, we have eyes, so we can listen, we can see. We are a child of the peculiar, we are a child of the King because we are peculiar. And because of this, he allowed us to listen, to see, to hear. Thank be to God. Who don't have eyes to hear, let him see, or vice versa. Every minute, there is something breaking down in the word trust. Trust has been breaking down in the home, at school, at the workplace, even in church. But the only way to get it right is to do what? Trust. Is to do what? Trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. The only way is to do what? Trust in the Lord. That's why Solomon wrote about Proverbs 3. Entire Proverbs 3 clearly was speaking about trust. Trust. Hallelujah, Jesus. We all have faced disappointments somewhere along the line in our life. We can name it. We testify. We stand. We said all things. I could write a book about my life. I could tell you so much things that had happened to me. But because I'm here tonight, the Lord wants me to be here tonight to talk to you about trust in the Lord. Because tonight, I can clearly say I trust in the Lord. We can all attest to this. We believe we can depend on ourselves. We all can attest to that. We believe we can depend on ourselves. Something go wrong, something go right. We thought, oh, we congratulate ourselves. Oh, we done something right. We get a promotion. We said, yes. We pass the exam. We said, yes. Something go wrong. We said, oh, God, something go wrong. But now, although we have not acknowledged that, we thought we did it by ourselves. When we do this, we get more disappointed because we believe that we do things by ourselves. We feel that is the way, but it is not.
Thank you, Lord.
Our mother, our father, our brother, our sister, our aunt, we can go on. Even our own children disappoint us. We even disappoint ourselves at times. Hallelujah. Come on, saints of God. Sometimes we say, what is that mean? If the man in the mirror could speak to you. When you look in the mirror, you see you. Michael Jackson knew that song. The man in the mirror. But we as Christians must really look at it. That man in the mirror is me. Do I reflect that light? Do I portray that person that I should be? Am I Christ-like? Trust in the Lord.
Amen.
But David says in Psalms 20, Some trust in chariot and some trust in us, but we will remember, hallelujah, the name of the Lord. Yes. Stop trusting in yourself. Stop believing that you've done it by yourself, because they cannot help you. Man cannot help you. If you see what is happening, everybody has something to say about Alamu. Everybody says it's a gay, it's terrorist. Everybody says, oh, the guy is a terrorist. Oh, the guy is hatred. Oh, the guy is this. His wife came, she said something. His ex-wife, she said something. Everybody has something to say. Even me, even you have something to say. But what? God knows the answer. God knows why it happened. And as Christians, when we see things like this happening, it says, we must look up. Because our redemption drive, hallelujah, Jesus. Always remember that your help cometh from God. Amen. You understand? He's the one who made heaven and earth. He owns you. Never forget that. You don't own yourself. We must trust him. You belong to God. He was the one, as I said before, you formed you from the dust of the earth. So whatever you do, whatever you say, reflect in God. So if you dislike what you're doing, just talk to God. Whatever you do, when you get up in the morning, talk to God. When you get up in the night, talk to God. Before you go out, talk to God. Before you go coming, talk to God. Everything, if you buy a car, talk to God. If you buy a house, talk to God. Everything you do, talk to God. He wants you to talk to him, because he will listen. Start crying out to Jesus. It is time to surrender. Surrender all. Give it your all. You understand? We come to church day and day and day, night and even night. But sometimes we wonder, are we giving it our all? When the praise team sings up here, are we giving our all? Are we worshiping in the way we should worship in spirit and in truth? It's time to trust God. It's time to put your mind to the King. It's time to say, God, I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender. You need to say that. Surrender everything with your lips, with your worship, with your praise. When you pray, surrender with him. We need to pray more. We need to worship. We don't need to do everything more to God. It's not just a regular commitment. It's not a ritual. Oh, today's Sunday. Today's Wednesday. I'm going out to Bible class. Oh, it's Sunday. I'm going out. Oh, when I come here, I sit. And when the church says, when the speaker up here says, praise the Lord. Jesus. But yet still, you say you trust Jesus. If you trust him, the word said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands. Come before him with singing. And pray, dance. If you can dance, sing. If you can sing, shout. If you can shout. We need more than a commitment, as I said before, to depend on him. We need to shout to Jesus. We need to shout hallelujah. So that we see that that is a dependence. When we pray, leave our burden at the altar. Where am I from? When we come to church, this is the altar. Holy ground. This is the altar. When we come through the doors, this is the first place we go. We don't sit in our seat. We come here because the Lord said you must leave it there. You come on the altar, leave your burden there. Amen. You don't sit in the seat because, let me tell you something, the devil can be sitting here waiting on you. The devil is not going to be here waiting on you because he knows you're going to talk to Jesus. Even though he's going to tap into your soul. But when you sit there, the devil can tap into your soul. Somebody can come and say anything to you. Come to the altar. He said, come to him, leave all your burden there. Tell Jesus your problem. Tell him your trouble. He will listen to you. You're going through it. We are Christians, but we go through tests and trials. When you go through it, don't call someone and say, oh, my car is broken. Oh, my wife and I have a problem. Talk. His ways are higher than ours. In Proverbs 3, 6, Solomon says, in all your ways, we must acknowledge him. In not just some way, but all. And God will direct your tongue. How can I not trust him? But yes, I want my tongue to die. As Christian, I said to my sons, I said to other persons, young persons, I said, I said, when you get connected to Jesus, you cannot fit in the society. You will never be the same person. Because whenever you go out there, the Holy Ghost is always going to tap you on your shoulder. He's going to set you wrong place. You understand? As a songwriter said, I'm running for my life. Hallelujah. I'm running for my life. If everybody asks me, what's the matter with you? Hallelujah. Tell them that you are saved. Sanctified. Holy Ghost filled. Water baptized. Jesus, I'm in mind. I'm running for my life. Tell them. I remember, I literally said to my friend, because I was a soldier, but then, you know, a lot of Christians is not in the army. And I said to my friend, anytime I sit amongst you or anyone here, and if you're going to say anything that is not of God, let me know, touch me, so that I can move. And if you hear me say anything that is not, touch me, you're a child of God. I tell people these things. Somebody can acknowledge me. She's smiling. She knows what I'm talking. Doesn't let you know that because I want to remain with God. I trust in him. I believe in his word. You understand? So I let people know who I am. When I go to work, I said, I'm a Christian, I'm married, I have two children, what's my mom? I put it out on the card. I let people know from day one so that my light can shine. Because I trust in Jesus. Hallelujah. If you want Jesus to direct your tongue, you have to trust him. Yes. You understand? So, for those who are going to school, schoolers, you need to trust God. You need to allow God to have that say in your life. You need that when you walk, you walk upright. You need when you talk upright. You need to know when that your light must shine, that others can see. You must say to Jesus, I want this because I trust you, God. God, I want this because I trust you, I'm your child. God, I want this because I am not my own, I belong to you. God, I want this because you are the center of my life. You need to come on it. You need to tell him. It's not a joke, he will listen. Cry out in the evening. Cry out in the morning. Pray. Cry loud. Shout out. Hallelujah. When you have that time for yourself, you go in the closet. You go in the room, wherever your closet may be. It can be your own in that room. You're in the house. Play some gospel music. Sing some song. Shout out to Jesus. Let heaven and heart, hallelujah, hear you shouting out to heaven. The angel will sing with you. You need to shout out. A shout out to him. God will hear you. David did it. David cried out. He tell you how many times over and over when you read it in the book of Psalms. He said it. He said, make a joyful noise. He's always talking about making noise, playing instrument, dancing. He speaks about it. That's what God wants to hear, a particular sound. There's a particular sound that goes up. And that's what God is looking for. So you need to give me that sound. So that when you get give God that sound, God will hear that sound. You understand? When the drum beat, there's a particular sound. If you get a sinner to put on that drum, it's going to be different. But when a sanctified person, when a person filled, baptized, or filled with the Holy Ghost, it will be different. The praise team sing with a sound. So we must sing with that sound. We are a child of God. We are the Holy Ghost. Come on! Hallelujah! We have to run from evil. How can we run? I just sing the song. Tell people, you need to run for your life. You need to stop. In time like this, it is so close. When I was a child, I heard Jesus soon come. Jesus soon come. I don't hear it, I don't just think about it, because every time you hear about it, but on my age now, it's like the gospel has reached the entire world. I want somebody to tell me where in this world the gospel has reached. Because I know all the continent it has reached there. It was in Africa, but it grew so much in Africa. It has reached, and I know when the gospel reaches everyone, in my mind, that's when God is going to come. Rumors of the world was always there. Children was having children was always there. Gays and homosexual was always there. God was in Solomon Kamara. But when the word of God resonated, God giving everybody a chance to hear about him. God giving everybody an opportunity to serve him. God giving everybody a chance to trust him. He has been doing it over and over and over and over again. You need to start to run from evil. So many times we get caught up doing a lot of things that is not of God. We do things, we tell lies, we still steal, we smoke, we curse, we fornicate. We need to run from these things. We need to start bearing the fruit of the Spirit. If you're not bearing this fruit, we are not going nowhere. When the rapture shall come, when it shall sound, you will be left standing here. You will be left standing here. And that day he shall say, depart from me, I know you are. He will send that to you. There is so much going on in this world that can lead us away. We see the young people stealing. Okay, I don't have to go to school. I can be an entertainer. I can be a basketball player, I can be a track star, I can play whatever sport. But I'm going to be frank with you. Playing all of these, keep your little distance from God. Because all your time would be spent in training, all your time would be spent in doing advertisement, endorsement, whatever, making money. So all your time is going to be away from Jesus. Jesus wants you to play with him, yes, but he wants you to put him what? Put him first. When you put God first, everything will be put in place. I don't have to be a basketball player to have money. No, I don't. I don't have to reach because I know one day I will walk in the street of gold. One day I will be shouting hallelujah. It's not nothing here. I don't own nothing here. Naked has come, naked I will be going. Because God said he's going to prepare. He's going to prepare what? A mansion. The speaker said, a mansion. When you think of a mansion, what a day that will be. You understand? The lady speaks about it on Sunday. So I'm all this room to talk about it, to touch it. It's not going to be gold. We used to go, gold is cheap. This room is.
The songwriter wrote,
before, as I said, started to run. It said, I'm running for my life. That's what we're doing here, saints of God. That's what we're, why we're here. We could all be somewhere else, but we're in the house of the Lord to hear His word, to hear from God. We're here because we want to meet Him on that day. We want to sing hallelujah, to sing Hosanna to the highest. We want to sing. So start, run from evil and trust God. God promised that He will never leave us. So always remember, when you're going through your problem, just start to Him. He's right here. Anytime you find yourself asking the question, where is God in all this? Ask yourself the question, where is I in all this? Why am I not holding on to God? Come the moment you let go, God, and you are holding on to the devil now. You can't walk with God and the devil. So you need to stop. You need to stop. We need to get serious about this. We have to have joy. When we pursue God, we're going to have joy. We're going to have peace. We're going to have a lot of life. But when you don't, oh gosh, sorrow, problems, debt. That's the final debt. So you need to start pursuing God. If you have never pursued God, make the real life. Go start tonight. Start to trust Him tonight. Start to cry out to Him. Start to say, God, I want Thee. Every hour I need Thee. I need Thee, God, every hour. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
When you have that joy and that peace and contentment, you will, as I said, you will have that abundant life. So you run from evil and you pursue God. We know it does not come easy. It's not easy saying, but God is looking for. As I said, the race is not for the swift, but those who can endure. So if you're running and you jump, you get up and you run again. Have you ever seen a race? I have seen races on YouTube. This runner running, I think it was a 400 meter race. And while he was running, I think he was the favorite. He was the one that the bet said he should. He's the one who was going to win this race. But 200 meters out, he fell. While he fell, everybody is ahead. He gets up, he picks up himself, and he still continues. That's Christian. That's what God wants from you. That's what God wants from you. That's what God wants from me. When we drop, we get up. We keep going. We keep going. That's what God we serve. He wants us to try.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We have to make a serious change in our life. We have to flip that page. We have to turn that cover. Hallelujah. You understand? We have to see something different in our life. We have to. So if we're not praying hard, start to pray hard. If we're not reading, start to read more. If we're not worshiping, start to worship it more. Start to think more. Start to shed out some of the things. It's like a tree. Shed it. The tree shed, put on new leaves. That's Christian. That's what God wants from us to do. Start shed. Start to turn new leaves. Start bearing these fruits. You understand? So if you're an apple tree, bear apple. You understand? A mango tree, bear mango. You understand? That's what God wants from you. Start to bear the fruit. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have to put God first in our life. It is so easy to put ourselves first. Oh, it's me. Oh, it's me. Look at me. Do I look good? It's me. Oh, I just buy this. It looks good. It's me. I buy it. It belongs. It's me. It's me. Everybody be so. It's so different when I'm just going to say this because from the Lord I want to say this. I'm from a country. And I'm from a country where I see. When I come here, the first thing I notice, I went to the supermarket. And when I went to the supermarket, I realized the lady pushing the trolley, the man. And I said, this is strange. She goes to the car, the man stands up, she packed the grocery in, she pushed the car. It's strange to me. It's killing me. I opened the door for man do his thing. The man come home, it's like, it's a shit, it's like a relay. You come in at 7 to 3, the man gone on 3 to 11. It's like, oh, honey, I'm out. Your turn, take it. It's wrong. Because of sin, that's why this happened. So we need to start to trust God. We need to go back to basic. We need to trust God some more. We need to tell God, I want to change him. Hallelujah, Jesus. So that's where I said, that's what we put ourselves first. We're so self-centered. We don't think about the other person. It's all about me. Okay, I can pay the bills too. I can drive my car too. But what happened to the other half? What happened to the children? We left them out. And this is where we are. The church is not full because people don't have it. They don't see Christ. They're looking towards men. It's a way of life. Nobody sees God. But we here keep on the fire line. Keep on the fire line. Keep the prayer life up. Keep the reading of the Bible together. Each day, worship as you've never worshipped before, because it's time. It's time. It's right at time. The children can start anytime. Don't get caught off guard, or you will be sad. When something go well, we congratulate ourselves. But when something go wrong, we blame someone. It's you. It's you. It's you. But when something go well, oh, you shout. We blame someone. Stop blaming others and check yourself. When something went wrong, it's for a reason. What happened in Orlando is for a reason. What happened with the little 2-year-old, when we had paid my heart, it's for a reason. It's for a reason. God knows the answer. Stop stressing yourself over what does not concern him. Leave it alone. Just give it to Jesus. Give it to him. Talk to him. Say, God, I see what is happening. Keep me underneath your wing. trust with Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't need food. Everything that you have, it's the Lord. We must trust God with all our heart. Let us all be honest and check ourselves. Let's check ourselves. By God's words, we also would have evaluated ourselves, don't we? We will go to the great length to excuse our behavior and our sins. So when we do something, we find excuse. Oh, okay, this was it. The bus stopped. I went to them at the bus stop. You know you should reach to work at 6. But when you reach to work, you reach 6:15. And you find all excuse. Oh, the bus. Tire blew out. If you get up out of your bed before time, you would have reached to work. But we find all excuse. Sometimes we are our own defense. We don't even need a defense lawyer. We are our own defense. Stop. Stop. I'm telling you, stop. Stop. God is watching. You understand? We don't need a defense lawyer when we can pretty find such a reason for bad thing we do. We always find a reason. We always find excuse when we do something bad. We need to stop. But Jeremiah captured this when he said, the heart is deceitful. Hallelujah. Above all things and desperate and wicked, who can understand it? If we are truly going to trust God, hallelujah, we need to stand. If we truly are going to trust God, we need to be truthful. We need to be honest. You understand? We because truth comes from God. That's God's word. So if we are going to trust in God, we must stand for righteousness. We must stand for holiness. Brethren, despite not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of the correction, God never take a break or leave us to think for ourselves. I have testimony here. One son heard someone stand to testify, hallelujah, Jesus, about the baby diaper. But that individual trust God. Many of us would have gone and drawn that money from the bank or called my friend, can I get $100? Can I get $50? But that individual showed that she trusts God. Amen. We know it's not easy, but put God to the test. Everybody here put God to the test before. Where's that faith? Where's the faith? Put God to the test. Trust Him. And He will come through for you. Always remember that your time is not God's time. He do it whenever He wants, whenever He pleases. So don't be fooled. Oh, I want it now. I'm telling you something. God will set you up. God will give it to you. Because you know when you go there, you're going to mess up yourself. Trust God. Stand for God. Hallelujah. Trust and obey. That's what the song said. For there is no other way to be happy in Jesus. To trust and obey. Amen. Hallelujah. Push. The lady in the issue of the Lord, she pushed. she pushed herself to. You need to push yourself to. God will listen. To God be the glory. Great things. Yes.